ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کی سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ، آسٹریلیا میں زندگی گزارنے سے متعلق معلومات، مسائل اور کہانیاں۔ کیا آپ جانتے ہیں کہ آسٹریلیا میں بہت ساری اموات پرسکرپشن میڈیسن کی زیادتی سے ہوتی ہیں؟ جی ہاں، کسی غیر قانونی ڈرگ سے نہیں بلکہ اس دوائی کی زیادتی سے جو آپ کے ڈاکٹر نے آپ کو تجویز کی ہوتی ہے۔ ان ادویات کا غلط استعمال صحت کے لیے نقصان دہ ثابت ہو سکتا ہے۔ ایسے ادویات کے استعمال کو کم کرنے کے حق میں آواز اٹھانے والی ایک تنظیم اسکرپٹ وائز کی سی ای او بی محمد کا کہنا ہے کہ لوگوں کو اندازہ ہی نہیں ہوتا کہ کب ان ادویات کا نشہ لگ جاتا ہے۔
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally, if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
صرف دو ہفتوں میں ہی ان ادویات کا نشہ لگ سکتا ہے۔ ایک اور فلاحی ادارے پیننگٹن انسٹیٹیوٹ کے سی ای او جان رائن کہتے ہیں کہ اس سے کوئی بھی شخص متاثر ہو سکتا ہے، چاہے وہ مرد ہو یا عورت، یا بچہ ہو یا بڑا۔
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs, and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually, most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs, and it's not just people living in the inner city. It's actually right across the cities, in suburban areas, as well as in regional and rural areas. And it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
ان کا مشورہ ہے کہ ادویات کے سلسلے میں اپنے ڈاکٹر سے رجوع کریں اور واضح طور پر بات کریں۔
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role, and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed, and for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs, and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
اکثر لوگ اس بات کو نہیں جانتے کہ قانونی طور پر حاصل کی گئی ادویات بھی صحت کے لیے نقصان دہ ثابت ہو سکتی ہیں، اور ایسا صرف غیر قانونی ادویات کے سلسلے میں نہیں ہوتا۔
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
اگر آپ کسی ایسے شخص کو جانتے ہیں جو اس مسئلے کا شکار ہو تو ان کے لیے مدد طلب کی جا سکتی ہے۔
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
John ka ye bhi kehna hai ki apne GP se zarur rabta kijiye.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction, so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ سے متعلق مزید کہانیوں کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے۔